RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Beyond the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Friday Fun Show. Good to be with you. Getting you ready for the weekend. No VCU this weekend. They'll be taking the weekend off as they get ready for a big, big game. Next Saturday, Siegel Center, sold out already. VCU and George Mason, old CAA rivals, collide. We will, of course, get you ready for that all next week. And not to overlook, Wednesday, it's VCU against UMass. Chance to get out to the Stew if tickets are hard to come by in your life. Great opportunity to get out. Watch this team. They got 20 wins, and it's Valentine's Day. That's a pretty good basketball team right there. What does it mean come March? I'm still waiting to figure that out, but it's a good basketball team. Of course, we will not be around Monday for the holiday. Back on Tuesday with our regular programming. A-10 basketball tonight, St. Louis at Loyola. That game has kind of lost a little bit of its shine over the past month. I think we're looking at a 1.5 bid A-10. I'm only seeing one team with the path to the at-large right now, and that's VCU. I know Dayton had it for a while. I think they've lost it, though. I think VCU is the only team that can get that at large. Maybe if Mason wins out, you're looking at an argument there based on just sheer number of wins. I think it's going to be tough for them to overcome that non-conference hurdle, though. And that's a story statewide. You know, it's UVA's not in, Tech's not in. JMU, fine year. They'll be in the mix, right? I think, you know, we've got a lot of teams that'll be in the mix. Longwood's always in the mix. Norfolk State in the MEAC is always in the mix, especially because they host that tournament. Liberty is always, you know, always at the top of Conference USA because of their resources. Longwood, we've got a lot of teams that'll be in the mix in March. But in terms of at-larges, I think we're down to one. I think Mason's off that board, and it's just VCU looking to log some big wins here down the stretch, make that case, not just for themselves, but for the whole A-10. Because if they win the conference tournament, or if they lose the conference tournament and don't get in, This is a one-bid league, and that's gonna there's gonna be a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of discussions about what comes next this offseason, because a lot of those schools did not sign up to be a part of a one-bid league. I'll do my hand-wringing over the SEC, of course, getting 13 or whatever their ridiculous number is there. I got a little rivalry basketball for you tomorrow. I skimmed over UVA and Virginia Tech. I don't think a ton of people are interested in those seasons. The coaching search is already on at UVA. Carla Williams has already retained the search firm. David Teal wrote about that down in Norfolk earlier this week. They're paying him $90,000 to go find a new men's basketball coach. That tells you everything you need to know about Ron Sanchez. It was always going to be that way. Tony Bennett had the magic touch, spun his straw into gold. It was always going to be that way on his way out, and especially under those circumstances where Carla Williams was denied her chance to make a national search. She's going to get to do that and make her splash. And I know we're ready locally for the Ryan Odom discussion. Bring it on. Come get our guy. I think that's who UVA is going to want. For now, though, Ryan Sanchez, his team 12-12. Hokies 11-13 overall, both with losing records in the conference, both playing for positioning / to ensure their spot at the ACC tournament. I think Tech's in the ACC tournament. UVA still scrapping to get a piece of that action, and this is the first year they're going to leave some teams out of the ACC tournament, and you don't want to be one of those teams on the outside looking in. UVA's at 5-8. In conference. Right now, that gives them a three-game cushion on being left out. So right now they're playing, but that's no guarantee, of course, down the stretch. They're going to have to protect that. Virginia Tech could get to 7-7, which back in the day used to mean something. It does not mean anything anymore in this world where the SEC has been so dominant. JMU hosting one of their football rivals, Coastal Carolina. You are at home against Fordham Saturday, 6 o'clock. You can enjoy that one at the Robbins Center. UNC had a little talk over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that, over the past week here, talking about building a new basketball stadium to replace the Dean Dome, which I'll put my hand up, not an iconic venue. I've said that many times. I will say that Cameron Indoor, you can't touch. That's an iconic venue. Dean Dome, not an iconic venue. Huge. It's, you know, the wine and cheese crowd reputation. The times I've been there, it's lived up to that. It can get loud. It seats a lot of people. It's not well suited to what college basketball fans want right now. The student section's not great. They're pretty removed from the action. I don't object to a new basketball stadium in North Carolina, smaller, more intimate. Talking about building it off campus, talking about building it away from campus, as NC State does. They play there where the Hurricanes play off campus. So that'll be interesting to watch that develop. Clearly a chance to do something iconic there at UNC and make up for, you know, the excesses of the Dean Dome, which I never fell in love with. Obviously, a number of great moments have happened there. A number of great players have come through there. I don't never found it to be iconic, though. Certainly not in the same way Cameron was. Even John Paul Jones Arena, which I think is an outstanding arena, right, is better than the Dean Dome and holds almost as many people without having that feel of being just huge convention center barn-like. So we'll be watching that one, see what they do. Duke's coming to UVA Monday night, 8 o'clock for the ESPN game. That should be a pretty non-eventful. Cooper Flagg, he's running the show right now on his way. I know there will be debate between him and the Rutgers kid for the number one pick, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of debate when this is all said and done. I think you're going with what appears to be a sure thing. For Duke, flying towards that number one seed, they got one game on Clemson right now. Clemson got them, though, has the tiebreaker up at the top of the division. So a chance for Duke to extend their margin and continue to rally there. MP on the mic, you're listening to the Friday Fun Edition, as we do on Fridays Relive. The best of the week, obviously the Trash Can Saga, number one. We'll get to that. Flying Squirrels Baseball. We had some Flying Squirrels guests this week. We'll check in with them. Check in on Jayden Daniels, his offseason. Gary Hess drops by. Tons of fun ahead for you. It's the Friday Fun Show. You're listening to MP on the mic. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1
on a Friday morning. Friday Fun Show, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Plenty of hoops for you this weekend. No VCU, though. They're back on Wednesday on the other side of the holiday break. UVA Duke Monday night in Charlottesville. You'll hear that on 1140 WRVA. You'll also hear the Daytona 500 Great American Race on WRVA on Sunday as they drop the flag, green flag, on the NASCAR season. Get you ready for that. Thanks to our crew at MRN for dropping by earlier to make that happen. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio, 3 hours live and local. We want you to listen to all three, but you're definitely going to want to listen to 1 hour of that on the Odyssey app. Download and listen to 910 The Fan on the Odyssey app. You could win the Slam Dunk in Vegas. You and three guests, $20,000 in spending money, round trip airfare, 5 nights at Circa Resort and Casino. This is a huge prize. Listen to 910 The Fan on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes today, and you're automatically entered to win. Come back tomorrow. Do it again. It's one entry per day. This is a national contest just in time for the tourney. Download and win the Slam Dunk in Vegas with Sports Radio 910 The Fan. And, of course, we'll be your home for basketball here as we roll into March with the state's best basketball team. Chance to back that up next Saturday. We're 8 days away from the big VCU George Mason clash. And I think the NFL offseason got its first jolt of heat yesterday with the announcement Aaron Rodgers is not coming back to the New York Jets. Now, on your doing the Brett Favre bingo card, he just needs to go to the Vikings. I don't think it's going to happen. It would be perfect, obviously. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they put the franchise tag on Sam Darnold, which is crazy to say. You know, $60 million all guaranteed. I just think you don't want to be out in quarterback world this year. That's why I think Russell Wilson's going to land somewhere. I think the Steelers have made their decision, right? We tried that. We're good. Somebody's going to convince themselves that's the answer, because it's a bleak situation out there. You know, is a Marcus Mariota going to get a call? It's not unthinkable in this market, and certainly accelerated by, I think there's only two quarterbacks in this year's draft who are going to start week one of the season. So, you know, you think about last year, all the quarterbacks who were starter candidates, so, you know, Jayden Daniels, Caleb Williams, you know, on down. I think J.J. McCarthy had a chance to beat Bo Nix in Denver. Drake May in New England didn't, but that was because of the offensive line. He got in there as soon as he could. There's, you know, Penix got in eventually in Atlanta. That doesn't exist this year. There's two guys. It's Shedeur Sanders and it's Cam Ward. Beyond that, there's nobody you're trusting to toss the keys to and do this thing. So that's going to create a situation. Somebody's going to try Russell Wilson. They're going to talk themselves into it. Somebody's going to try Aaron Rodgers. They're going to talk themselves into it. I think for Aaron Rodgers, it'd be interesting. Can he handle being a one-year rental somewhere? Because obviously he came to the Jets, he got to call 100% of the shots. That was what he wanted. You know, it's Tom Brady in Tampa. Tom Brady goes to Tampa, calls all the shots. He turned that into a Super Bowl for Tampa. That's very different than what Aaron Rodgers did in New York. He called all the shots. He left them worse off than when they arrived. Russell Wilson was going to call the shots in Denver. After one terrible season, they pull the plug, said, no, we need a professional coach. Rodgers, I don't think, is going to get that kind of autonomy wherever he goes. I think he'll just have to be a cog in the machine. You know, you saw the discussion this week, right? Will he be allowed to do the Pat McAfee show? Will he be allowed to do the things he normally does? I think he does not hold the cards in this negotiation. I think he's going to have to agree to the terms of the team, or he can walk it off. And I think that's a realistic possibility as well. But I think somebody's going to come calling, at least one somebody. I mean, could he stay in New York? Could he go to the Giants? Be the bridge for them to their next quarterback seems maybe not unthinkable. There's a lot of options out there, a lot of places he could land. He's not going to get paid like...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He got paid in New York, and he's not going to have the influence like he had with the Jets. But there's a lot of teams that are going to need a quarterback this offseason. J.P. Finley up in D.C. Put this out there. This is Ben Baldwin. He does the advanced stats. He's an advanced stat guy. Charted quarterback performances against the Philadelphia Eagles this year. Obviously, the Eagles had an all-time great defense this year and shut down Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, made him look bad. Top three quarterback performances against the Eagles this year. One, Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. You remember that game. They got the better of the Eagles. Two, Joe Burrow. I'm tired of telling you how good Joe Burrow is. He's that good, though. Joe Burrow is, in my opinion, the second best quarterback in the National Football League. I'll stand behind that. Third best quarterback performance against the Eagles. Yeah, Jaden Daniels, who also had the fifth best quarterback performance against the Eagles. Had a little Kirk Cousins wedge there in between. That was week two. That was that Monday night game, Kirk Cousins against the Eagles, back before things went completely wild for both teams in both directions. Kirk's another guy who's going to be on the quarterback carousel this year. We'll get back to him in a second. But for Jaden Daniels, he's already in elite company. His numbers already put him in elite company, and Adam and I were discussing during his crosstalk yesterday, would you be happy with the Houston Texans season? And I thought that was funny because the fan in DC, 106.7, put out a topic the other day. How can we avoid being the 2025 Houston Texans. And you got Adam here saying, I'd raise my hand, sign me up for it. 10 wins, playoff win, home game. I think if it comes with a division title, that's maybe a little different. 10 wins and a division title, though, says that everybody was bad in that division. That feels unlikely. It's happened before, though. The Taylor Heineke playoff game, of course, was in D.C. because it was one of those years. Everybody was bad. I don't know where the Cowboys are going. You know, the Eagles could still self-implode at any moment. That's the joy of the Eagles. Giants may be bad. Maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible to win the division with 10. I think the home playoff game is the next milestone that everybody's looking forward to. But Jaden's elite, man. He is up there already. Third best quarterback performance and fifth best quarterback performance against the Philadelphia Eagles in this season, where the Eagles were so dominant against so many people. I mentioned Kirk Cousins too. He's in that. Who would you rather have? Rodgers, Cousins, or Russ? I think that's a decision some teams may have to make. Now, the Falcons are talking like they want to keep him. That's obviously how they have to talk. But I don't think it's crazy to suggest that they would and roll into the season with both Cousins and Michael Penix. I know that sounds crazy, but I think there's logic to it. You need two good quarterbacks in the NFL. If Kirk was truly constrained by the injury, maybe you get a bounce back year here off a healthy offseason and can juice his trade value and maybe make a little something more off of him than you would right now, where you're just doing a teed salary. So it wouldn't surprise me if Darnold stays on the franchise tag. Wouldn't surprise me if Cousins stays at his current contract. Neither of those deals makes sense, but it's lonely out there. It's the bar at 3 a.m. It's not full. It's not packed. It's not lively. It's empty, and everybody's found their dance partners going home. And if you've got something, that's a whole lot easier to hang on to than a nothing. You know, ask Jacksonville, still doing their thing with Trevor Lawrence, right? You know, it's hard to let go when you've got a thing. They've got a new GM coming, new coach coming. Is this the window for them to punt and tank and reload in Jacksonville? Who would you rather have, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, or Aaron Rodgers? I think the numbers tell you Kirk's probably the most likely to have a good season in 2025. I think the injury held him back a lot more than we realized than he got credit for. But certainly, I think all three end up with starting jobs in the NFL next year. We'll talk more about that on Tuesday. We'll get you ready. Next week, we're building you up to the big VCU George Mason showdown next Saturday, 4 o'clock at the Siegel Center. Reminder, Daytona 500 Sunday, WRVA. Monday night, WRVA, 1140. You'll get UVA Duke basketball. Maybe one last chance for a signature win for Ron Sanchez as he is on his way out. We're on our way out. We're back Tuesday. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.
MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I'm proud to report I finished my taxes last weekend. That's how boring the Super Bowl was. Finished my taxes. I owed the state $600.
Oh.
But the federal government owed me $900.
Very good.
How does that happen? Nobody knows.
The tax slayer knows.
What a great racket. You put your numbers in and it's a, yeah, 600, 900. Those are your numbers. Nobody knows. Somebody knows, but nobody knows. You got to do it by hand to actually know. No, nobody's doing that.
No.
I'm lumping big lump in now. Nobody under 50 is doing their own taxes on pencil and paper. I promise you that. That's just we're just at the full trust of the machines. All these like Terminator movies, like the machines are here to kill us. The machines aren't here to kill us. They're just gonna take $100 from us every year when we do our taxes. They're just gonna slowly get us that way. Cause you think I'm gonna call them on it? You think I'm going to call them out like, you missed by 100.
Right. I only owe 200.
I don't know what happens. It does the little fun graphic, you know, they make it like the papers are circling and it looks
right, like
it's thinking. It's not thinking. It knows. It knew the number before I logged in. You, 600. Yeah, that's fair. We think that's fair. All right. Next. Now serving D107.
Now serving. The robots are here to steal our tax information.
It's the DMV call number robots, and they're here for us at last. I like the DMV system because unlike the deli, say, where you know where you stand, you never know where you stand in the DMV system.
That is true.
Because they introduce the letters. Like, all right, I'm E97. All right, E97. Here we go. F43.
Oh.
All right. What does it mean? Nobody knows. T7439. Okay. Like, you got to stay on your toes at all times.
Just there in limbo.
There's no, all right, I'm two away, I'm one away.
Right.
There's no planning your time there. Can't do it.
It's your moment when it's your moment.
And if you miss it, your moment's gone. Yeah. They don't have the time to be hunting you down.
Go get a new number.
Go get bingo. I'm going to bring a bingo board next time. Yell out. Bring a battleship.
You're going to get kicked out of the DMV.
I am. You sunk my destroyer. Oh, I'm up. All right, I'm up. I need a driver's license. Jaden Daniels. He's a quarterback of the Washington Commanders. He's kind of popular. He did the rounds on Radio Row last week when we were Bud Light Big Game Week, where I got into trash can trouble, which we'll get into in 9 minutes. Don't worry, I've not forgotten about that. But Jaden Daniels was on ESPN with Kevin Clark, who does the This Is Football podcast. And this is a minute and a half long clip. So it's a long clip, but he's Jaden Daniels, and it's really good. So we're going to listen to the whole thing is what we're going to do.
The fan base, man. I love, like, riding to a game and seeing everybody tailgating, all the flags and everything, and they're very passionate.
What's been the most emotional, kind of, you know, someone coming up to you at the, you know, at a store or anything? Do you get that a lot?
You know, people will say I changed their lives and stuff like that, and they're thanking me. Some people get very emotional, so it's awesome to see everybody just so excited to be a Washington Commanders fan.
Speaking of history, you know, I have family from the D.C. area,
okay.
And when I hear stories about what it was like in the 80s, the early 90s,
yeah,
it sounds like a different planet.
The best
times. I just didn't grow up with that.
Right.
How much, now that you're there, now that you're helping resurrect it, how much have you looked back at the history of the franchise and realized how proud it was and how proud it can be again?
Man, I'm blessed to have Doug Williams there.
There you go.
So, I mean, everybody loves Doug. And man, rightfully so, everything he's done for that organization, everything he's done for the game of the sport, and for black quarterbacks, man.
Yep.
You know, he's a living legend. So everybody loves Doug, so we always hear stories about that. And I can see how prideful and how much they treat Doug the right way, because just the joy they brought. And all the legends that come back, man, they show a whole bunch of love.
What's the best advice Doug's given you about anything, whether that's playing in that market, you know, being a young quarterback? What's the best
piece? Yeah, Doug tell me the same thing all the time. Just be you. That's enough. At the end of the day, just be you. You know, I was here for a reason.
Love Doug. Doug's the man. It's also like that's the perfect advice. It's always sometimes because of my role at the newspaper and you know, now here and at the Richmonder and all that, sometimes I get invited to go talk to groups or teams and do what they call media training, right? Which is like, how do you engage with the media? You know, for high school kids who are going to college or college kids, you know, or teams or whatever. And I've chatted with them a couple of times. And the answer to that question is be yourself for most of you. Like for 97% of people, the only media training you need to know is be yourself. The natural you, people like you. People like other people, like naturally. People are predisposed to thinking the best of you. Just be yourself. For 3% of people, that is terrible advice. You should never, ever, ever be yourself. be somebody else. You don't know. The problem is those 3% don't realize they're in the 3%. Some of them do and have very productive careers as the heels on either sports radio or world wrestling. But for most of them, they go through life oblivious. And the rest of us see that and they're like, oh, they came across really poorly. Like, I need some media training. You don't need some media training. You're fine. You're good. They need media training. They need to know they're in the 3%, not the 97%. It is perfect with Jaden. I've told this story a million times, so why not one more? When RG3 came to town, Doug Williams reached out to him. Hey, let's get lunch. Let's be friends. And Robert was like, nah, I'm good. Right? And that's Jaden checking in with Doug, chatting with Doug. Just be yourself. And Jaden is not, this will be an interesting offseason thing because he's going to have a ton of commercial opportunities. He's going to make a ton of money. And he needs to because as a rookie in the NFL, he doesn't get paid a lot. And that sounds crazy because he's going to make $9 million next year. But everything is relative. In a free market, Jaden Daniels would make $60 million next year. And that's not even a fully free market. That's a salary cap constrained free market. If everybody's playing by the salary cap and paid whatever they want to anybody within the salary cap, he would make $60 million next year, right? So it's okay for him to go get his money. He's not naturally product spokesperson material, but you just hear he's humble, he's genuine. Everybody in that locker room loves him so much and obviously understands what it means to Doug, what it means to us, what it means to the longtime fans, the people we're happiest for in this resurgence. Just so cool that he gets it. And coming from LSU, where it was really a very different situation, right? Hey, Joe Burrow was here a couple minutes ago. Like, are you any good? Because Joe Burrow was good. He had that kind of expectation thrust upon him immediately. Like, this is LSU. Joe Burrow was just here. Like, go do something. And that it's very, very different here. Is we haven't had anybody in forever. Please be good. Please, please, please be good and don't let us down. And I don't think he will. And you know, I don't think there's a step forward coming next year. We've seen that with C.J. Stroud, Russell Wilson, these rookie quarterbacks who do so well. There's a holding pattern in year two before they shoot off like a rocket to the moon in year three. But if anybody's capable of doing it, this kid's the one who's capable of doing it. Because, man, he knows what he's doing. And even just as he's doing all these national interviews, he's still ticked they lost to the Eagles. And I think that's super cool. Like, the rest of us are like, can you believe NFC title game? He's ticked that he lost that game. He understands what an opportunity that was. I'm not saying he'll be back there next year. The odds are he probably won't be. But I am saying he'll be back there. I think he'll be back there and probably sooner rather than later. Trash can stories waited long enough. Let's take a break. We'll do the trash can story on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. Richmond, Virginia. Stay warm. Stay safe. No school today. Who knows tomorrow what will happen? We'll be here making radio for you. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. I love Trey's perspective there, and we'll put that on the podcast a little later. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, getting us ready 52 days to opening night of the Flying Squirrels. Doesn't feel like it right now, but it's coming. Asked about the score bug, the way they put the score on the Scray Fox. He said, if we're talking about that instead of the refs, they're probably happy about that. Yeah, it doesn't make the score bug good. It wasn't any good. But if that's your controversy of the night, things probably went as smoothly as the NFL could have hoped. Unfortunately, I neglect to mention it was not the only controversy of the week, Hazel. We had Bud Light Big Game Week last week. You know it's my favorite week of the year. We go out there to the big game, which was in New Orleans this year. And for a week, we're in the convention center, Radio Row, talking to football people, talking to celebrities, talking to other media, just getting smart, making good content. Nobody making better content than our boy Awad. Obviously, he was the star of Radio Row, as he always is. We eat good food. We socialize. It's my favorite week of the year. And also, like, I love everybody. I'm a lover. So I don't have a lot of enemies out there, which is nice because some media personalities are very divisive. There are a lot of people that don't like them, and that's not me. I'm universally loved until this week at Bud Light Big Game Week.
So, oh no!
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We had our little Odyssey cluster of stations. We were right next to 106.7 The Fan in DC, of course. Grant and Danny, we love having them in the afternoons. Grant and I were hanging out. We were having a good time. The Fan Dallas, which interviews Jerry Jones. The Fan Kansas City, which, you know, is the home of the Chiefs. WIP in Philly, et cetera, et cetera. We had our little cluster. Right at two tables over from us was NBC Sports Philly, which does a lot of Eagles coverage, and they had a big presence there as well. So Radio Row, 150 tables.
Oh.
They did not have 150 trash cans.
Oh.
Every third table got a trash can.
Okay.
Which is fine. We didn't get a trash can. I don't need a trash can. The trash cans were small. They were kind of personal sized. And so I don't know what they, like, I don't want to walk all the way across the convention center to throw something away in the big trash can.
Right.
When the table, two tables next to me, you're never more than one table away from a trash can in this setup.
A tiny trash can.
But I think we need to be team players.
Okay.
In this situation, because we're all trying to do live radio. So we have lunch. AWOD's doing his show. I wrap up my show at noon. Macy's there, our intern who made great social media content all week. AWOD's there. I said, I'll go get lunch for everybody because I'm a good guy, as previously mentioned. We wrap up lunch. It's cluttering the table. You know, we're trying to take pictures with these famous athletes as they come through, make good content. So I said, I'll throw away lunch. I don't want to walk all the way across the convention center. So sue me. So I threw it away, threw stuff away in the NBC Sports Philly trash can.
Ooh.
I didn't think anything of it. If we had the trash can, I would have fully expected them to throw things away in our trash can over the course of the week. Didn't think anything of it. A1's friend who does the Black and Gold fan podcast with him, I guess is a huge Eagles fan. He texts me, and me and Adam, and says, hey, is this you in the background of this podcast? So let's play the clip of the NBC Sports Philly Eagles podcast.
At right guard, and now you have Mike Caliendo.
He just walks up and throws something in the trash behind us. And he just leaves. Anyway, I thought that was rude.
You have, if we can get back to the podcast here.
The two hosts, the one gets full on distracted by me throwing something away in their trash can,
and then you walked away,
and then he just threw something away and then he left. What was I supposed to do, linger, do a segment?
They're recording something.
I threw something away and I kept him moving. I jarred him. I knocked him off his game. The co-host is like, hey, you know, let's stay focused here. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. We're trying to make a podcast. This guy though, he's lost it. We have lost the train of thought. They stumble through about another minute of podcast, and here's how they finish up the segment.
But it's going to be big to stop their running game.
It will be. Anything else I missed there?
I think you covered it all.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I was kind of distracted by the guy from...
No, don't do that.
Don't do that?
Don't do that. All right, let's take a little break. I'll let Rube calm down, and we'll answer a bunch of questions on the other side.
Now, here's the thing.
He's fired up, MP.
Oh, he's very fired up. I didn't know any of this until the next day. We had media table beef. I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea we had media table beef.
You weren't on my score sheet to start the beef, I got to be honest.
I'll say this. What happened was AWOD and I went to Bud Light Big Game Week, and somehow I started more beef than AWOD.
Crazy.
What were the odds? What were the odds?
Good Googa Mooga!
Did not see that coming at all. This guy also, he's gonna like, hey, that jerk from, and then his co-host is like, whoa, let's not be calling out other places.
Ooh.
So I'd like to step up here and just say, that was me. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the Free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Just say, no need to protect the identities here. Because I have no remorse, and I have no regret. And you know what? If I were in a similar situation next year in San Francisco, I'd do it again.
Next year, you better specifically seek them out to throw trash in their trash
can. That's a phenomenal point. We need to have our guy Rube, whoever Rube is, we're having Rube on the show next year.
You watch out, Rube.
Rube is a Radio Row guest, and when he leaves... I'm going to ask him if he'll throw something away for me. That's the bit. Next year, we're going to have Rube on to talk Eagles. And then as he's leaving, I say, hey, while you're leaving, would you throw this away for me? That's going to be the bit next year at Bud Light Big Game Week. So I...
Kendrick and Drake who?
Move over, Kendrick and Drake. Move over everybody against the score bug. There's a new beef in town. And it's high-quality beef, too. I don't think I'm in the wrong here. I get it's their trash can, sure, but we're all in this as a community. And if there's not a trash can for every table, you got to share. You learn that early on in life. You got to share. Those are the rules.
Feels like there's something about Philly brotherly love.
Now I'll say this: I'm not I don't know that Philly has embraced me with open arms, given my past takes about Philadelphia. But if you were to tell me one city's media got mad at me this week during Bud Light Big Game Week, I would have guessed correctly on the first try, for sure. I would have nailed that one. Because for all the tough talk, nobody talks tougher than Philly. Rocky and the Stairs, and you know, we're grittier than New York, and you know, get over yourself. Nobody's softer when it actually comes to it than Philadelphia. Can't handle their trash can being used.
MP is not backing down.
By the late morning radio host in Richmond, Virginia. Disappointing. More show on the other side if they let me come back. I don't know. If I disappear, you'll know what happened. The Philly Mafia running strike. Congrats to the Eagles. I'm happy for you. Back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Not a snowy Wednesday, but a cold, gross, rainy Wednesday, I guess. Stay safe out there. As you're driving around doing virtual school, sneak an MP on the mic on your headphones. You know how it is. I'm not endorsing that. But if you're doing it, we're not mad. Stay tuned on the Odyssey app. Big night tonight, VCU, George Washington. Couple of good interviews to get you ready for that one. Zach Joachim joins us at 11. Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams, at 11:30. George Washington kind of maybe got a little bit good this offseason, so we'll dive into that. Road wins, of course, always at a premium. Patrick Stevens, who, as you know, is the only bracket projector I trust. This show has stood on that since its inception. I have stood on that since he told me in the media room of the Richmond Coliseum in 2011 that VCU was going to make the field, which nobody else had projected at the time. And he's right more often than he's wrong. Bit of a bummer of a Patrick Stevens projection this morning. He's got VCU out. He says they do not have any quad one wins aside from Dayton. That is not good enough. Seton Hall hasn't aged well. Miami hasn't aged well. He doesn't think they got the resume. We got time. Still plenty of basketball between here and there. We got a whole month. We usually run Patrick. I'm sure he'll be at the A-10 tournament. We'll run him down. We'll get him on the show. But he's right more often than he's wrong. I would have told you that if the tournament started today, VCU would be in. But I'm not the expert. Patrick is the expert, and he says out. George Mason standing on its business. I don't want to be mean to George Mason, because I've been mean to George Mason. All right, are they frauds? Are we on fraud alert? They're going to St. Louis. Let's find out if they're for real. Gibson Jimerson played last night. Okay, so everybody's in full strength on full strength. Mason won that game like seven times and gave it back every time. But they won in overtime in the end. So it feels like I want to do the whole like, okay, they won, but did they show us something? But you can't. It's a road win in the A-10 against a tough team with two very, very talented players. We'll let it slide, and we'll look forward to them coming to the Stew next weekend. We're back from Bud Light Big Game Week, which was a ton of fun. As we recounted on yesterday's program, I got into a little kerfuffle with the Philadelphia media. Not all of them. One podcast host in Philadelphia. Radio Row, 150 tables, people from all over the sporting world. They only had a trash can at every third table. Our table was not blessed with a trash can. That's okay. We had other good things. So I threw our trash away one day in the Eagles podcast trash can, which they made a bit of a scene about on the air. I think that's fair. It was a bit of a scene that they made on the air. And AWOD yesterday, during AWOD Radio, ruled against me. Said that I was being disrespectful of them because they were on the air at the time and I should have waited. I don't know who's on the air and not on the air. Everybody's on the air. Just everybody's getting distracted. Here's how Radio Row works. There are famous people there that are paid to be there by the company sponsoring them. You hear them talk about those. And the deal is we get them for 10 minutes and they talk about whatever they want to talk about. And then we get to ask them about football. It is a very fair trade. I promise you that. It is worthwhile. I know some people are, it's just a bunch of commercials. It's not. It's a one-minute commercial followed by 9 minutes of incredibly smart people who have played the game talking about it. It's very worthwhile for everybody. The other thing on Radio Row is Everybody's feeling out the hierarchy because on Friday, all the celebrities, all the stars are in town. Like Dan Marino's walking around. You know, all these guys like, so if you have a guy who's mid-tier, you got to walk him around on Wednesday. Otherwise, you won't stand a shot of getting on ESPN, on Fox, on NBC. And sometimes guys miss. And look, I like what we do here. I'm proud of what we do here. We are not at the top of the order, the batting order, for getting celebrity guests. I think we did very well last week. But we're when the PR guy's walking around, it's not make sure you get on 910 The Fan. We're sitting next to 106.7 The Fan in D.C. That station has a bigger audience than us. Until everybody in Northern Virginia moves down here, which seems to be happening, we will hit the tipping point at some point, and then we'll be the big fan, and they'll be the little fan. We'll be the big fajita, they'll be the little fajita. And so you've got guys who end up on our show who shouldn't be on our show. Will Anderson being the classic example of that. He was the number three draft pick of the Houston Texans last year. He's a bona fide star. He's walking around on Friday, but the Texans don't have juice, didn't have a star season, and I guess there was not as much Will Anderson demand as anticipated. So we end up with Will Anderson. It was a great interview because from the PR perspective, they've paid for 4 hours of Will Anderson talking about Jif Peanut Butter. And in any 10-minute block where he's not talking about Jif Peanut Butter, that is a waste of their 10-minute block. You can't do it. You're paying him whether he's chilling for peanut butter or not. Chilling for peanut butter on the Fan Richmond is better than chilling for nothing in a corner of the room. So we end up with celebrities. It's awesome. All of which is to say, it was a very roundabout way of saying these PR people are walking around. They're always tapping you on the shoulder like, hey, are you on the air? Are you on the air? Like, nobody knows who's on the air. I'm wearing the headset all day. Nobody knows if I'm on the air or not. All they want to know is, do you want this guy who played on the 1963 Decatur Staleys to come talk about CBD pills? Like, they got to get our Decatur Staley star over here so he can talk about CBD pills so they can justify to their bosses coming back to New Orleans for a week next year. That's how Radio Row works. It is a distraction. The whole thing's one big distraction. Sometimes we say yes, and sometimes we say no. We're too good for that. We're 910 The Fan. Why don't you go check in with the Eagles podcast over there? Maybe they'll have you. So I threw the trash away. It threw them for a loop. They could not continue their podcast. They had to go to break. Big, big miss for the Eagles podcast. The Black and Gold Fan Podcast is our VCU fan podcast. This is AWOD's crew. One of them is a diehard Eagles fan. Congrats to you. We're all just so happy for you. And he listened to this, heard this happen live, reached out and said, is that you, MP? Yeah, that's me. But then he emailed the hosts, and AWOD played this clip for me on his show yesterday.
I am blown away that Philadelphia played for the Super Bowl, and this is what they aired. Unedited, 2 minutes of their podcast. Let's take a listen.
Rube, I want to start today with one of my favorite subject lines I've ever seen in one of these emails. The subject line was, if I can find it here, I know the trash can guy.
Oh.
So we got a little insight on the trash can guy.
I know the trash can guy. It sounded like a Cowsill song. What trash can guy? Oh, you mean during the podcast or the one
during the last podcast. Hi, Dave Rube, love the pod. You don't have to read the below info on the pod if you don't want. Guess what? I do. I grew up in Bryn Mawr, PA, and went to VCU in Richmond, Virginia for college. I cover VCU basketball for a podcast and sit next to Redacted of 910 The Fan at Press Row, who may have been the culprit of the trash incident on Thursday's pod. I can vouch he is very friendly and it seemed unintentional, trying to keep the peace. That's from Chris. Have we forgiven the trash can guy?
I covered a basketball tournament at VCU when Drexel had their great year when they were like 28-1 and didn't make the tournament. And they lost to VCU. The kid from Trenton Catholic missed a three at the buzzer. Just back when one of the greatest games I've ever seen. But was there a question there? Or were we just supposed to talk about VCU basketball? Richmond's a cool town.
Trash can guy. Do we forgive trash can guy?
Sure.
He says begrudgingly, okay, trash can guy is off the list.
Sure. Yes, let's forgive him. Is that better?
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's it, Michael. That's the clip.
It's fantastic.
Is the old man senile? What is? You're just going on about VCU basketball. He completely lost the plot line. The email said, "I know the trash guy."
You can tell it's a riveting podcast when one of the hosts just sings back the words another guy says to him.
Stuff from the top ropes.
I love Stubbs. Stubbs great. that was part two of the trash can saga. They won the Super Bowl. You won the Super Bowl. I have two questions. One, why are we still addressing the trash can when you should be talking about how you won the Super Bowl? If the Commanders ever win the Super Bowl, an entirety of the next day's show will be devoted to just me just saying the Commanders won the Super Bowl. We're not making time for 3 minutes of trash can emails. We're not doing it. We are in bit season. You're not in bit season. You have a parade to plan. Come on. Number two, are we recording at the bottom of the ocean? What happened there? Are we... Is this a tin can on Broad Street?
It is a tin can on Broad Street.
It's a tin can on Broad Street. Number three, I was at that game. Shout out Bruiser Flint of the Drexel Dragons, who was my favorite coach to cover in the CAA by a huge margin. I talk about Blaine Taylor the most because he had the mustache and he was like classic bad guy, came here with ODU every year. Can't believe I have to play as a neutral site tournament in Richmond, Virginia. Bruiser was charismatic, fun, had those Drexel teams rolling.
2012, so this is the 13-year anniversary, they were the number one team in the CAA. VCU was number two. They played in the title game on Monday night, Big Monday, at the Richmond Coliseum. VCU beat them by three. VCU made the tournament. Drexel, which had only had one loss in conference play, got sent to the NIT. Bruiser Flint is still somewhere very upset about that basketball game. And the CAA tournament rocked, man. Nothing was better. I remember a startling number of those CAA title games. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to say this, but the statute of limitations has passed. Matt Brady was the JMU basketball coach, and he had had just three bad years in a row. They get to the CAA tournament. Whenever he loses, he's getting fired. Like, that is very, very obvious. What do you know? They go on a run. They win the stupid thing, and they make the NCAA tournament. And you can't fire a coach who goes dancing. Those are the rules. It's Ryan Day at Ohio State. Can't touch him if he wins the Natty. And so JMU wins the title, and I look over at a senior member of their administration sitting there at the table with the saddest look I've ever seen on a man whose team just advanced to the to the NCAA tournament, because it sentenced them to three more years of bad basketball, because you couldn't get rid of them.
Well, those I gotta say, no wonder they don't remember you, Mr. Trash Can Guy. There's a lot to keep track of that night.
They don't remember the trash can incident. They have forgiven.
Begrudgingly.
I guess I accept their apology. We're still doing bits next year. It's all good. Congrats to the Eagles. Again, we're all very happy for you. There's more show after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, victory Thursday for VCU Hoops, taking care of business last night up at George Washington, win against G-Dub. Gary Hess joins us.
I was laughing at you in the last segment talking about, you know, they fell behind 13-2. But games are 40 minutes long.
Here's what's weird. We all learn about sportsmanship from a young age.
Right.
But the net ranking determines if you get in the tournament or not. And the net ranking says if you blow a team out, that's good. You get points. And I know the coaches struggle with this, because winning by 20 is now better than winning by 15. Wasn't relevant last night. They just had to win. But it's a thing.
All I'm going to say is this. I don't blame any coach, because this is the system we have.
That's the system.
Of doing whatever.
Yeah.
But any system that encourages running up the score is wrong.
Agreed. Yeah. Full stop. Winning is the goal, not humiliating or leaving the ones in. And, you know, you want the backups to get their time as well.
Right.
I'm a big believer, though, that it's the coach's job when the game is out of hand to put the backups in. It is not the backup's job to sit on it. The backups are allowed to play their hardest and score.
I agree, except that last 20 seconds.
Sure, yes.
Once the shot clock is off.
Once we're mathematically done.
Once the shot clock's off and they're not playing defense and you just stand there and run out the clock. Yeah, don't go take a shot at that point. But if you're if you're up by 40 and you put the scrubs in with 4 minutes to go, let the scrubs need it just to play.
That's their moment.
Right, 100%.
And that flares up in high school.
Especially when it's a walk-on and they make a shot at home and the crowd goes nuts. And, you know, those students know who the walk-ons are.
It flares up from time to time in high school because you get the mismatches, and a lot of that's scheduling driven.
Speaking of walk-ons, one of my favorite things about covering the ACC tournament over the years was one of my all-time favorite coaches in the ACC was Gary Williams. When Maryland was still in the ACC.
Yep.
When things would go poorly on the court, and for years our seat was like right behind that opposite side of the four-row press row,
mm-hmm.
which was a great seat. We were right behind the bench one year where the Maryland bench was. And when things would go poorly, Gary Williams would go to the end of the bench and yell at the walk-ons who never play. And I was just like, I would be like, the walk-ons would be like, What did I do?
Like the great joke, the NCAA is so mad at Kentucky, they suspended Cleveland State.
Exactly. oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays, and you've covered some NASCAR in your day.
I have. Ready for the I've Daytona been 500. To multiple tracks over the years. Yeah, more so in the 80s and early 90s, the heyday. Many a day over at Richmond Raceway when it was back in the sellout days.
All you ever hear is how great those drivers were to talk to and work with.
Well, and there may be ones now that are great to talk to.
Yeah.
But the problem is everything is funneled through press conferences now. You know, back in the day, and listen, I don't want to sound like, you know, listen, things change. But back then, you would just go through the garage area, and if you saw a driver, you walk up to him and say, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And I always, that's why I always loved Dale Earnhardt Sr. Because Dale Earnhardt Sr., when it wasn't, I remember one time I walked up and said, "Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?" And he's like, I can't right now. I'm in the middle of something. Can you come back in 10 minutes? Now, a lot of times you think that's a blow off. Come back in 10 minutes, stopped what he was doing. Okay, this is a much better time. And we chatted. And when the race isn't going on, he was always calm and well thought out and a great person to talk to. And so, you know, back then, I liked the fact. And really, Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Had so much, you know, when NASCAR just really exploded there.
Yep.
And that kind of created the need for some of that controlled press availability, and it kind of just dovetailed from there, and it became a little less fun. You would go instead, go try to find like the guys who are struggling to stay on the lead lap, talk to them because
a lot of money came into it too.
100%.
Money changes things, at every level, every sport. We're seeing that in college sports too. We were at Super Bowl last week doing Radio Row. Shedeur Sanders has his own talk show. He hasn't been drafted yet. The money coming in at the college level, it's not unreasonable to say that Travion Henderson's going to take a pay cut next year. That's a thing that may happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He just wants to know if the NFL can follow him to the NFL.
Can I have a ninth year of eligibility? This is working out for me pretty
well. By the way, since you brought up Travion Henderson, let me just say one thing.
I'm ready.
There is no kid that I've ever encountered that is a better poster child for now, I don't mean the word child, but poster child's an expression.
Yes.
For 804 football.
Yes.
Not just an amazing talent, but an amazing kid, amazing growing up to be an amazing human being. And, you know, the quotes that have come out of the Super Bowl with Mekhi Becton.
Yes.
As well, just a ton of attention brought on him. And you think about kind of way he came out of Louisville and the first couple years with the Jets, and he's a whole different person. Now, perspective's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Well, what team you play for is an amazing thing, too.
And, you know, and I've said this to you before, I believe the culture in Philadelphia within the O-line room.
No question.
When you talk about the Lane Johnsons and the Malnati, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And those guys, and you know, kind of what Jason Kelce kind of helped build before he retired.
No question.
That group is a group that's used to being cohesive, working together. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and the parts are pretty damn good. So.
We have another local Super Bowl champ. So congrats to Mekhi Becton.
Yep.
Who he took the 1 year prove yourself deal, and he proved himself. And now he's in for a very interesting offseason as well. Because I would imagine a lot of teams are going to be interested in his services.
I would think there'll be some people knocking on his door.
Maybe a team in Ashburn that we're familiar with that needs to boost its offensive line depth.
Right. They just need to run that. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, that play against the Rams. He just needs to create a loop of that and send it to everybody.
His huddle account. Needs to make the huddle account before free agency. Dear Mr. McVay, please see it attached, link to my huddle account.
That's right. I'm sorry for what I did to your defensive line.
The other great thing about Travion Henderson is there's no tread on those. The tread's left on the tires. He did not run it as much as an average college running back, star college running back does. I think he's a great position draft pick, you know, in terms of like his best days are still ahead of him for sure.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No.
I remember, you know, we got to do a couple of Hopewell games his, I want to say his senior year, his junior year.
Yeah.
He didn't have a senior year. I guess he had a senior year, but
yeah.
When COVID moved it to the spring, he was already committed to be a January enrollee
yeah.
at Ohio State, so he didn't have a senior season. Let's put it that way.
A lot of weird things happened that year.
Yeah. But his junior year, I think we did one game during the season and then went to Lynchburg for the state championship game where I think he just scored again. So... Yeah, what a great kid, and how cool is it that Ricky Irby, the coach at Hopewell, and his son got to take a roadie to Atlanta and go to the national championship game?
I would imagine that was a good atmosphere.
Yeah,
probably a fun time down there.
Yes, when you're wearing the scarlet and gray or whatever they call it at Ohio State.
And now yeah. Matt Patricia is their new defensive coordinator.
How about that? And they elevated Hartline to OC, right?
Yeah.
Brian Hartline?
Yeah, see,
to replace Chip Kelly?
Two new coordinators. That's a good place for your rehab stint as a coach. That's a good place to do your year and, you know, rehab the image, whatever. Yeah, that used to be Saban's thing. He'd take the failed head coaches and rehab them for a year.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Ohio State game now.
Most famously,
not Sark. Yeah. I know who you're thinking of. Kiffin.
Yes.
Yes.
Lane Kiffin. So Sark was a little more... I think that Sark was less of a gamble than Lane Kiffin.
Agreed.
And the Lane Kiffin era in Alabama was fraught with some interesting exchanges on the sidelines during games.
That'll be Danny Hurley someday, assistant coach at Duke.
Yes.
Gary Hess joins us. We'll mention it again when it happens, but you have been named the Bunky Trophy Lifetime Achievement Award winner this year in high school sports by the Touchdown Club, which is a really cool honor. It's gone to a lot of great people over the years for your contributions to high school sports, 3 decades, Game of the Week, all that. So you'll get it on March 6th, I believe.
March 6th, yes.
All right. We'll congratulate you then, but congratulations now.
Thank you.
As well.
I've said it, and I said it to you in the hall the other day. I told Chris Trinity the other day, having been around this sport for a long time, being honored with an award that's got Bunky Trinity's name on it and all the things he did for high school football in the 804 is an incredible honor. Great names I've been given that honor before, and I'm very appreciative for the role I'm able to play in 804 high school football. I know it's a little small community, and I'd like to think that we've made a pretty nice difference in that small community.
I think it's a community that cares deeply and certainly appreciates your efforts, but also every year the talent level just seems to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because team-wise, you know, the 757 was always, and you can go back. I mean, you think about
untouchable.
You know, Lawrence Taylor, you know, NFL Hall of Famer, Bruce Smith, Kenny Easley, you know, just and Michael Vick, you know,
Iverson,
Ronald Curry. So, yeah, obviously. So, but, and, you know, that showed when it got to state championship time. But then about 2010, the script flipped a little bit. And you had Elsie Bird, and you had Thomas Dunn, you had Highland Springs, and the 804 really had a run. And the 804 still has incredible talent, but the pendulum has shifted back to the 757 a little bit with Phoebus, Highland Spring. I mean, Oscar Smith and Maury all winning state championships this past year and being pretty daggone dominant.
It was a fun year, and we'll wind it back next year as we do.
Yes, Coach Chris was like, you know, a couple weeks and I'm going to be ready to go, and I'm like, not me.
He needs to be an NASCAR guy.
Yes, he does.
two weeks off, right back at it.
Yes, official ready NASCAR. For the Great American Race.
We'll find an XFL game for him to call.
I will be ready when the calendar turns to August. Of that I can promise you.
That's the beauty of football. We're all just so ready for it when it arrives. The gap is a good thing.
I heard an NFL reporter talking yesterday about getting to breathe for a couple minutes and already preparing for the combine.
Yeah. The NFL's done a great job of taking over the whole calendar, free agency, the draft.
They do.
The
They make an event out of everything.
They do.
And
first day of training
camp. It's genius.
Camp.
It really is.
They're good at what they do.
Gary Hesse, we got a bounce because we got Steve Post on the other side getting us ready for Daytona. I know you're ready for Daytona.
Remember, rubbin' is racing.
Rubbin's racing. If you ain't, yeah, bump, grind, all the things, whatever you got to do out there. Gary Hesse, everybody. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.